Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 44, Life and Death. Part 2 of 3.
The basement of the arena was in really bad shape. Sections of it had completely caved in. The place was already a maze before the Maulers blew up half of it, and now it was nearly impossible to find a way out. Any notion of this being Datu's time was set aside for now, as he might have been our only chance to find a way out of there.
Crap! This way's blocked too!
All right. Let's turn around. There was another way back there.
If we can just get up one floor, I might be able to figure out where we are. I was never on this level.
That's if there even is anything left above us.
I think we'd see a lot more damage if that was the case, so just keep moving.
Ow!
You okay?
I'm fine. I just stubbed my toe.
Hey, if you start feeling, you know, anything, you let us know.
Jeez, I'm not going to hide it from you. You don't have to keep asking after every little thing.
Hey, we have a right to be concerned, remember that. This isn't just about you.
Hey, maybe through here. There's a gap through the door.
Yeah, but looks like there's more rubble on the other side.
Well, there's nothing else in that direction. Let's give this way a try.
It just looks really tight in there.
I can go first if you...
No, you go second, in the middle. Don't need you running off again if you see some symbols on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta take off my backpack. All right, here goes. Oh, hey. It's not so bad on this end.
Does it go anywhere?
Yeah. I think so. There's some more stairs near the end.
All right, your turn.
Okay, here goes. That was nothing.
Okay. Coming up. Oh, man. I'm a little stuck.
Fatty.
Vic, take my arm. Thanks. About to freak out back there.
Put on a few, huh?
Just keep moving, okay?
At least it's harder for them to follow us. No big ones, at least.
Well, you forget, there's still skinny ones.
And there could be another tunnel entrance in here somewhere.
I was trying to be optimistic. No thanks to you two.
Yeah, but Vic's right. That tunnel and others may have been the only way they could have got out of here when it collapsed.
Or maybe that one was here the whole time. We never went through the basement.
I'm just saying, stay on your toes.
Okay. Clear. Head up.
This hallway doesn't look so bad. Not as much debris.
Aren't we just getting further into the interior?
Yeah. Look. The locker rooms.
Hey, you guys need water? These are still sealed.
Yeah. Why don't you top me off?
I think Angel was here before. I remember him saying something about this place. Yeah! Hey, I think these were his clothes. Oh, gross. Still have chunks on them.
Hey, leave those alone.
I wasn't going to touch them.
Did he happen to mention a way out from here?
No. At least I don't remember if he did. But if he made it here, then there might be a way out still.
Yeah, good call. Here, you want new water, Datu?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You got a bottle of something?
No. Can I use yours?
No. I mean, no offense, but you're...
No. Yeah, I get it.
I think... Yeah, this will work. I think it's clean. It smells like old Gatorade, but... not bad.
Thanks.
You want to take a break here? Or should we keep going?
Yeah. I want to get out of here.
Just let me finish feeling this.
Well, if we have a second, I want to try and see if our radio can reach anyone. Radio check. Can anyone hear me? I repeat, anyone, can you hear me? Where's Bert's frequency? Hold on.
So what are you going to do now that we found this place?
What?
Yeah, back there in the tunnel, where we went left, the right went deeper down. And the rest of the church didn't follow us. So they must have gone that way. That might be where they've been hiding. Wherever that goes.
Yeah, I considered that.
I was just thinking maybe we can close the entrance, trap them inside.
They can just dig another. There might be other ways in and out.
Bert? Riley, can you hear us? We need assistance. Please respond. Over. If that's where they all are, well, right now, we can't do anything about it. Maybe we could if we got a message out, but that's not happening. And I sincerely doubt anyone would try and follow us here, or go this deep. So unless we find a way out, on our own, what we discovered might not matter.
So let's get the fuck out of here.
Oh, right behind you.
There he is. Over there by the trees.
That's the one? Look at those spiky things coming out of it.
Don't think about that. Treat this like just one of the other big ones.
This is the only big one I've ever seen alive.
Oh. Well, then worst is first.
Thanks. Maybe it won't come inside.
Then we sit here and watch in case it does.
Will it be able to smell us?
Not with the rain. Or hear us either.
So what do we do if it decides to come in?
We gotta keep it away from the main hallway, anywhere near Lizzie. There's another wing of the hospital, down there, to the left. It loops around. So if it goes inside, we head that way. We can switch off running it around. Just don't shoot it unless you have to. That'd be louder than the rain.
Just back and forth. That's your plan?
What you got?
We don't want to use the van we came in. But you said you parked the moving truck here before, right? Can we drive that and draw it away?
Shit. Yeah, we can.
Where is it?
Right over there by where the big one's moving to. Fuck.
Oh, that won't work.
It will. I just gotta get it away from the truck. Can you drive it?
Is it a stick?
No.
Then yes.
Would you rather distract it?
No. I'll drive.
Shit. How you doing in there?
Well, a bit of good news. I guess Lizzie was in enough stress to induce labor.
That's great! For her and the baby, she won't have to be put under again and... Oh, I guess that means she might be louder.
Oh shit, I think you heard that. Keep her quiet. Fuck, we gotta go. Keys are in the front seat.
Oh man.
Hey, over here! Help, go now! Come on, you big shit!
My turn.
Thank you.
No, 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 no. Come on, come on, come on, come on. What? Got it! My world flipped right then. Literally. The impact came towards the rear and knocked the truck completely off the ground and onto its side. I wasn't buckled in and immediately hit the roof. For a second, I almost went black, but quickly came back and got to my feet. However, the worst wasn't over. I still had to climb out the driver's side door that was now above me. The rain made everything slick and hard to hold on to. I had to put my foot through the steering wheel and pull up with all I had, hoping the door wouldn't come back down and smash me. This way.
Go! Go!
This door! Put another wall between us. In here. There's another back door here. It goes out into the other hallway.
Good, because you about trapped us. How is she? We're doing our best we can out here.
Just keep doing what you're doing. Liz is giving it everything she can.
Oh, that's my girl. You okay?
She's still shaking up. Steady.
Good.
Out the back!
This way! We gotta buy more time!
In there?
Yes!
Saul led us into the multi-level parking structure next to the hospital, the giant following close behind. The sky was now a deep black as we ran into the even darker maze of cars and concrete.
Hallway clear. Oh man, stinky.
Any of this look familiar yet?
No, I don't think so.
There was a thick layer of dust and debris scattered across the floor, which marked our footprints deep. We were the first to step here in what could have been months. We no longer had to filter our flashlights, so we got to see what remained of the long, arched hallway.
At least we know no one's been here for a while. So, which way, left or right?
Right.
Okay. You have Angel's journal somewhere that you can reference?
If I did, I'd be reading it.
Just saying it would be helpful.
Well, I didn't expect to be in here.
Oh, man, the smell keeps getting worse. Maybe we should turn around.
Oh. Victor slowed as his light shone onto a large mass of bodies. At least what remained of them. It was absolutely disgusting, and I don't care to recall the exact details. Let's just say it was gross and leave it at that.
Oh, man. There's no getting around this.
The pile. Angel and Riley came this way and hid in there.
They went in that? Seriously? How did they not turn?
These weren't infected. They didn't have time.
You can tell that.
Just look at their faces. Okay, enough. Turn around.
I'm all queasy now.
We'll just take a few deep breaths, okay? Focus on other things. Datu, you okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine. I wonder why they would have a whole pile like that.
Can we not discuss this now?
Let's just...
Wait, look. On the floor. Beneath the dust. There's a trail of blood stained on the ground. It's coming from the pile and goes this way.
Datu brushed aside the dust to see it lead into a doorway off of the main hallway. Inside was a corridor that seemed to stretch on even further into another pitch black room.
Okay, so we're not going that way. Definitely not the way out.
Still.
Where are you going?
When are we going to be here again?
Never, I hope. Now turn around.
Follow me.
What? Come on, man.
The blood's old, dried up, like everything here.
We don't know if we've seen everything.
You never know. This might be the way out. What if they were dragging bodies in this way?
You know that ain't true. Don't even try to make me feel better.
Look, Datu's fine.
Because he doesn't have anything to worry about.
Hey.
Well, it's true.
You're the one with the big gun. Would you get in front already?
Fine. But we go slow.
Look. A sign.
Private club room.
I guess being a zombie is an exclusive thing now.
Still not making this any better.
The blood keeps going.
And it doesn't stop there. The trail goes everywhere. What the hell?
Whatever this place was before, I couldn't tell. Couches, beds, recliners had all been brought in here, spread out into different areas, and each one had its own blood trail leading to it. The rest of the stains stopped at the bones and remains piled in the far corner.
Okay, I've seen enough. Y'all good?
What did they do in here?
There ain't any other doors? Or is this just a dead end?
Look, out the glass, it's the rink.
Front row seats.
I don't see any other exits in this room. It's a dead end.
Some of this furniture would not have been in here like this.
You think they moved it in? Why?
Oh. There's a number on the floor.
Where?
Datu brushed away the dust that covered the number. There, in black ink, was a 7, drawn by a human finger, with several handprints surrounding the area. As we looked past the spot, we could see the remnants of broken syringes and bottles.
There's another one over here. 9.
Count them. How many are there?
3, 2, 1.
4, 5, 6.
7, 9.
10, 11.
Wait. How many little ones were there?
12. Oh. Or 13.
No, you were right the first time. I remember.
No. 13. Because they're still here. Both of them.
What?
Both? On the ground next to the recliner was the shriveled up body of a woman. Her skin remained like a mummy that had been preserved. On her withered forehead, written in black, the number 13. Everything we had seen in the arena leading up to this point was pretty gross, but what we saw below her was the worst. This woman had apparently just given birth. Still attached by its cord was a small baby. Mostly bones, except for some of the midsection which remained attached to its mother.
Can we leave now?
Please.
No, I have to get a picture.
If you have to.
Are there any more numbers?
That's it. The other 12 are missing.
This girl's arms are like pincushions.
Is that what the...
What the injections were for.
So the baby would have been different.
This is what Tanya was talking about. We know where the big ones came from. The jail. This place is where he made the little ones.
But this is old. Like, way old. He wouldn't need more of that chemical stuff.
Unless he still needed it. He started again. He's making more.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shirley Jordan, Otto Sterk, Tammy Klein, Jay Olegario, Blair Wayland, and I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Whalen. Composer Daniel Burkov Hopkins. Series artist Ben Hosack. Editors Grayson Stone and K.C. Whalen. Zinterns Lauren Kroom, Ray Husky. Voice cutter Brent McLean. Print editor Elisa Elliott. Line producers Grayson Stone and Blair Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at WeareAlive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this Audio Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.